And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Christian Hand.
Yes!
I forget I don't have a theme song.
No, yeah, we should make you one.
It's a bit of a wet noodle and a rival, really,
you,
isn't it? I kind of
slide
in. No, it's fine.
Okay. I could cobble something together.
We're going to go back to 1978, speaking of lots of people dying. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And in the world of drummers, Stuart Copeland is one of the biggest asses I've ever run across.
Yeah, huh, for sure.
You don't have to put on the red. By the way, this song has one of the greatest underestimations in all of rock lyrics. It's a bad way.
Mm.
Being a prostitute on the street, it's a bad way. It's a bad way.
All right, so we all know the song. This is, of course, the Rolling Stones with Roxanne.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it came out in 1978. This is the fella's first big hit. And it started out, Andy, as a bossa nova. But it was Copeland's idea to go with the tango vibe instead, in case you wonder. So there's this sound that we don't really hear. And by all accounts, I don't think it's true. I think it's staged. But this is the sound that's happening in the background. Sting sits accidentally on a grand piano and then laughs, and they kept it in. So this is... But Sting's a bit of a knob end, and that sounds like a fake laugh. That doesn't sound like a guy who's really sitting on a piano and laughing.
It does, and here's the other thing. When you hear it, okay, if I sat on a piano,
yeah,
I would stand up again,
sure,
and take my butt off of the keys, but you hear the sustain of it. Yeah. Can I play it again?
Please.
We're breaking this down like this Zapruder film. This is great.
Back and to the left, Andy. Back and to the left. Clearly. All right, so there's that, which I think is apocryphal, but it's a cool sound, so that's what that is at the beginning. So let's listen to Stuart Copeland, who is without a doubt one of the most influential drummers in rock and also a bit of a knob end. So here we go. So groovy. So one of the great things about this song is that it is the less is more thing applies in a way that, you know, I don't think many hit songs have got this sort of approach. This goes back to the heard it through the grapevine thing, in that everyone is doing as little as they possibly can and as much as they can at the same time. So let's listen to Sting, who is one of the most underrated bass players, I think, in music history. He really is incredible. So here's the bass line from the Sting.
He's not underrated anymore. He's number 15 on the list.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I like this little grace note taps you can hear.
One of the things we were talking about is how, in the early days, how much all of his bass was just dropped so far into the mix you can barely hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Then later, like on Synchronicity, it's right up there in your face.
That's when they really hated him.
Pretty musical.
Yeah, no. One of the things that people don't really appreciate about the Police is that they were kind of a post-punk band when they first started. Roxanne, they hated it, of course. Stuart Copeland's brother, who owned IRS Records and was their manager, was a huge fan of it, and he was the one who sort of made them do this song. Now, this is where you really start to appreciate this rhythm section. Listen to the drumming, because we're going to put the bass and drums together. Listen to the way that Sting phrases his bass line at the end of each of the drum phrases. So it's going to sort of hear this. So he's at the end of it instead of just banging along. So here he is with Stuart and Sting. There's a lot of space being left. I mean, it's... I mean, this is like...
It really is. I mean, it mixes together punk and tango and reggae.
It's insane.
And puts it all together in a way that nobody else had done before.
No. And so here's the real hero of this song. So Andy... is one of the not this Andy. Andy Summers, obviously, is one of the is without doubt one of the greatest guitar players of his generation at this point, because he's like what 10 years older than everybody else in the band, and he's been playing with Fripp and all these other guys. Like he's a gnarly jazz dude. This is what he plays on this song. Now, if you listen to this guitar track, listen to how little he decides to do, and then listen to the fact that he never changes his guitar tone once, even when he goes into the chorus. And this is the guitars for Roxanne. This is it. Hard Day's Night. But his chordal choices are weird. And here we go.
Did he do that a lot in the early days so he didn't have to do a lot of pedal work?
I just didn't care. No, I really think it was that, you know, he's such a master of the instrument that it didn't, you know, it wasn't necessary. I don't need it.
Right.
That's it. That is all the guitars
for the entire song.
For the entire song. It's incredible. So now, let's put Andy, Sting, and Stuart together. You hear this, you know, in the song, obviously, but you can, now you really get to hear how they have Tetris this whole thing together. So this is the song in its entirety with three dudes.
Part of its greatness is its simplicity.
Yeah. But everybody is so musical in their playing. Like now, listen to Stuart. Like the drums are a musical instrument at that point. And then this. You listen to Andy and Sting. He's providing a counter melody against the guitars just plodding along. Back to this. That's like a patty the bell pie.
Patty.
All right, so there you go. And so let's listen to the background parts, which is gorgeous in the chorus. I think this is just Sting-a-ling a ding dong on his own, because I don't think anybody else in the band really sang. Stuart took a swipe at it occasionally, so he may have helped. But this is, I believe, just Sting on his own.
Roxanne.
Doubled,
triple, Roxanne, quadrupled. I love that one. So then, it's so good. So then, if you put Sting in with these, with himself, of course, that's how he liked it. This is the choruses, which is where he provides the one missing note from the chorus.
Roxanne, put on the red light. 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 Oh.
So, like, the fact that he stays on the same melody and all the chorus, that the harmonies move around him.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really genius. So let's, as he would like it, let's just have Sting sing to us on his own.
Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light. Those days are over. You don't have to sell your body to the night. Roxanne, you don't have to wear that dress tonight. Walk the streets for money. You don't care if it's wrong or if it's right. Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light. Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light.
So, this.
I wouldn't talk down to ya. I have to tell you just how I feel. I won't share you with another boy. I know my mind is made up. So put away your makeup. Told you once, I won't tell you again. It's a bad way.
It's a bad way.
It's a bad way.
Roxanne!
Now he's meaning it.
You don't have to put on the red light, Roxanne. You don't have to put on the red light. You don't have to put on the red light.
Like, these notes are so beautifully
put
supported.
On the red light. Put 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 on the
They're all the same.
Put on the red light.
And it's not cut and pasted. He's singing
wow.
that.
Put on the red light. Put on the red light. Put on the red light.
This is like
you
photocopies.
Don't have to put on the red light.
So what I mean by support, if you don't know singing, is that in order to get a note to not go flat or sharp, you have to control it. And the way that you control it is you have to actually push down on your diaphragm internally, and that causes the wind to uniformly go across your, or the air to go uniformly across your vocal cords.
And just to be clear, your breathing diaphragm.
No, the one that stops you from getting pregnant.
Got it.
Well, that's what my vocal coach told me.
Okay. See,
is that weird?
The more you know.
That's why you sing so beautifully.
Thank you very much, everybody. So when you push down like that, it's a uniform amount of air that goes across your vocal cords that allows the note to just sit, put on the red light, like it's a flat line, and that's what autotune does, is it stops those little warbles. So this is pre that, and this is a dude who knows how to control his voice. So each of those being exactly the same is equal on level with when we did the Bob Marley one, and we heard that his control is that good. Sting's control is also that good. Wow. And when you hear that, you realize that that's why Sting is Sting. And
all these reggae guys.
And it's, yeah, I mean, that's what it is, because you do that push through where you go into the top, you know, section of your voice in order to have the, that's where the emotion is. You know, that's why one of the things that's happened with Bono is that he doesn't sing full voice anymore because his voice is so shot. So he goes head voice. And when you do that, you have less power because that push gives you emotion. So this song is these three dudes playing as a trio. And that's how you know that they're an amazing band, because there's no messing around. There's just three dudes kicking it. So when you hear this now all back together, you can hear how much is happening with so little. we get to the chorus, which we hopefully will, listen to how buried the guitars actually are. It's all bass and drums and vocal.
Excellent job, Christian.
Thank you. You
can hang out with us the rest of the day.
Yes, with a bit of luck.
Because wine is coming in.
That's what I've heard, so I'm going to get hammered.